Hello, hello. Happy Sunday, everybody. Been a good week, good weekend so far. Did a couple of things yesterday for the other channel. If you guys subscribe to the channel, released a video, some nice background scenery and stuff like that. Nothing really going on in terms of the racing world. I think NMRA is going on right now. And that's it's kind of sad. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, it doesn't matter anymore. Like, NMRA, it's just nobody cares. And that's one of those things that I think is the problem, the way our main racing body, I guess if you're going to look at a Ford-centric racing body as to how they're being run, you know, it's like the promotion is whack. The racing's a racing, whatever. But, you know, it's never going to grow. Like, it's never going to grow the way it's currently outlined. I mean, there are no prep events that get 500 times the play. Maybe it's just the classes. Maybe it's just how they organize True Street. Who knows? But NMRA is just like not even a player. Like no one. The only reason people go to NMRA is because it's the biggest one that comes to their town. But aside from that, I don't see a lot of people going to or talking about NMRA. Whereas 5 to 10 years ago, it was all you were talking about. Like that's all you were talking about at the time. But now people just don't care. People would rather, you know, watch no prep stuff. One development did happen. Supposedly there is a track opening up near me. I guess the people that were trying to buy Palm Beach International Raceway before it got sold to whoever it got sold to have now proposed a track opening in near Indiantown. I don't know if it's in near Indiantown Road or near Indiantown itself. And they're talking about state-of-the-art, skid pad, drag race, road course, basically what was already here, a Palm Beach International Raceway. And I don't know, but it has to be legit for it to be successful. And this area is full of fast cars, like really fast cars. This area has a lot of exotics. Like you see, I don't know where you live. Let's say you live in Missouri, Massachusetts, Oklahoma. How many Plaids do you see? Model S Plaids. How many McLarens do you see? How many Lambos do you see? How many Vipers do you see? How many Mustangs do you see? How many, you know, here it's pretty crazy. Like it's really nuts. So I think the track has to be legit. It has to be somewhere you want to go. The prep has to be on point. The promotion has to be on point. You can't have ghetto type situations happen there. You also have to, you know, like street racing made safe, I think was good because it brought a lot of people out. But the way it was run seemed to be ass. You know what I mean? Like they allowed everyone to, you're supposedly weren't supposed to get in the staging lanes until you had a race set up. And they allowed anybody to go in the staging lanes. Like it wasn't properly vetted. Like, hey, do you have a race set up? No, then get the fuck out of here. Like the staging lane should be for people that are ready to race. What they were doing is they were allowing people to get in the staging lanes wherever, set up the race while they're in the staging lanes. And a lot of people just park their car in the staging lanes and it clogs up. And I was like, this could be run better. So I hope the track gets out there and promotes and does some good promotion, rentals, tons of rentals, food, amenities. But guys, it's going to be like a fucking $60-70 million facility. It's got to be some ridiculousness. But I don't know how it's all going to go down. So it's interesting. That's the latest thing that happened in my area. People were sending my emails and blowing up my emails about that. And I was like, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do in terms of giving a shit? I'll wait till it's built, go to it, see how it goes. But it has to be better than Palm Beach International Raceway. I know one thing. Donk night is going to be lit. There's a shitload of donks in the area and they have to go all the way up to Georgia, Orlando, or Bradenton to race. If they have their home base here, it's probably going to be a good thing. So we'll say hi to the people here and talk to about whatever you want to talk about. It's the Peasant Chat. We talk to poor people about their shit ass setups. We are sponsored by the Parts Farm and Two Auto Solutions. Rami Zaidan and Rob Bowen, I think's his name. Parts Farm, Two Auto Solutions, the two main sponsor the show. If you guys want your little tab up there, reach out to me, pay a monthly nut, and you pay the monthly nut. I put your stupid logo up there. And if you like that, cool. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself. No, simple. That's how we roll here. Fresh Pasteles and Fresh Pastelazo, Homestead Johnny, Godfather S550, 508 Josh, Wesley Stewart, Coyote Core, TJ Sikorsky, Cluster BM, Matt D, Forest Cloud, RoboStyle, Denzel, Hassan Abbas, Boost Lee, Monty 540, James DeYoung, Douche Did It, Ported Parachute, S550, Mofler, German G, Ulysses Alacron, or Alarcon, says, morning, guys. Anthony Rivera, Neil G, JD Swag, Fast Forwards Twice. New York might introduce the bill in November that would make it possible to pass inspection. Make it impossible to pass inspection if it detects your cars with computer flash. Welcome to 10 years ago in Massachusetts. Welcome to 10 years ago in Massachusetts. Hey, good morning. Damn, y'all early. Hello, everyone. Bendiciones. Angel Puerto Rico. Buenos días, mi gente pobre. Good morning, Cobby. Says Cobby D. Green, Daniel Green. Like before you comment, Melissa in the house making cookies. Right now, she's probably making all the orders you guys placed over through the week. I hope you guys go to Don't My God Cookies, Don't My God Cookies _ LLC. Support a small business. The guy that they also support, the Melgen Kitchen or Melgen Kitchen, that guy's got to get on his game when it comes to delivery because that guy makes ridiculously good cheesecakes. But I'm not going to drive to fucking Lake Nona to get them. No, you deliver that shit, figure it out, and then we'll see how. You'll make good money. Your product is that good. Hearing all these smog tests really makes me appreciate Florida. People have no idea how good they have it down here. They attempted, I think, 15 or 20 years ago to institute emissions here. Guys, in Florida, the billionaires reside here. The billionaires reside here. So imagine all of their toys have to be beholden to emissions shit. They have so much influence that I think one of the last states to introduce emissions testing will be Florida. And if you were to sample the air quality here and all that stuff, I think worse shit happens when the sugarcane fields on purpose burn. Yes, if you guys go to Okeechobee and South, it's all sugarcane fields owned by Florida Crystals. And they have like, you know, burn seasons and they just burn shit. And it, you could just see it in the clouds and in the air and the atmosphere. You're like, this is not, and it stinks and it's kind of hazy once in a while. But when that's not burning, it's like super clear, nice guys. I guarantee if you were to sample the air quality, which is kind of difficult, right? Because it's constantly moving. In California, where they have strict emissions laws, or somewhere like a Massachusetts, I guarantee Florida is on par with that stuff. Houston is a fucking crapshoot. Houston, you go, it smells like ATF. If you take a big whiff in Houston, it smells like automatic transmission fluid. Hello, hello, says Don, Boost Willis, Thang Man, Harley Four-Door, Terry Winters, DJ, Robert, TR, Just a 302, Rodney B, Dane Austin, Jared Wells, damn, was midway through my new TDC video, and this popped up. Loving the video so far for a great idea for doing it on the beach. If you guys are members of the dating channel, I went to Juno Beach, and it's just a shot of video about an update on a guy that was banging an old chick. On Juno Beach, and it was such a pretty, it's pretty scenery. That's what happens when you get a girlfriend. There's just hair everywhere. There was a beautiful scenery, and I'm gonna try to bring you guys videos from beautiful different spots where I live. I'm gonna go to Jupiter Inlet. I'm gonna go to downtown West Palm. I'm gonna go to Del Rey. I'm gonna go to Boca. I'm gonna go to all these places and just do a standalone video in front of a beautiful area just to make you guys jealous and wonder why the fuck you're living anywhere else. Is the Florida humidity worth it? Really? See, you guys have, I don't know. Why you guys, it is more humid in Pennsylvania during the summer. I repeat, it is more humid in Massachusetts, Florida, Illinois, Kansas. It is way more humid in those areas than it ever is in Florida. Florida is not that humid. If there's a constant breeze, it's warm, but not muggy as fuck. Let me look up some stuff. Let me see Kansas City weather. This is, I don't know, 65, humidity 70%. Let's go West Palm Beach, West Palm. Well, it's raining, so it's going to be humid in Kansas City weather. Okay, perfect. Beautiful. Okay, so because, you know, people are retarded. So Chrome tab, Kansas City weather. Sure. So right now, according to this, Kansas City is 65 degrees. Yes, it's raining. 70% humidity. And then we go to West Palm Beach right now, like right now, West Palm Beach weather. And it is 81 degrees. Hey, they said it's going to rain, but it's 72% humidity. Like, I don't understand why people go, it's so humid in Florida. It's not a tropical swampland. Now, there are 3 months. There are 3 months in Florida that are pretty rough. But tell me, what are your worst 3 months where you live? What are your 3 months where you live? The worst 3 months. Massachusetts, December, January, February can get minus 10, minus 5. You can have 30 inches of snow, 40 degrees. Then the next day it freezes. So you have ice. Then it snows on top of the ice. Right? The worst months here are 88 to 92. Listen again. Listen again. The worst months in Florida. South, okay, I live in South Florida, so I don't know if you guys don't understand how different Port St. Lucie down is than Orlando, Tampa, you know, Panama City, Pensacola, totally different. The worst months in Florida, 88 to 92, 80% humidity, rains for about an hour between 3 and 5. Right, whether it be 3 to 4, 4 to 5, almost every day. Then you have the most beautiful sunsets with lightning in the background for 3 months. And then people go, what about hurricanes? There have been more earthquakes in California in the last 5 years than hurricanes have made landfall in Florida. Plain and simple. But people, for whatever reason, have it hung up in their head that this is the Amazon. And I'm like, you have no idea. Why don't you come visit? And when do they come visit? When do the stupids come to visit Florida? During the summer. During the summer. Oh my God, Florida sucks. Imagine I want to get a sense of Massachusetts and I visit in February. Oh my God, I would never move to Massachusetts because I visited during the worst time of the year. Like, they visit here when the plane tickets are the cheapest. That's what Puerto Ricans do. Puerto Ricans in Massachusetts, and they visit Florida because they think they're going to meet Pitbull and Gloria Estefan and Jennifer Lopez. No, pendejo. You're going to go to Mickey Mouse Land and meet some fucking 22-year-old psycho kid under the Mickey outfit who's a creep fuck. And you're going to go, oh, Florida's fucking muggy in Florida. Oh, you mean when you're standing outside in line to get on a stupid ass ride in August because the Spirit Airlines ticket is $150? That's why it sucks in Florida, because you come here during the worst time, you stupid motherfucker. I don't live in the hood. Come here. Come here. Tell me I live in the hood. Every single time I've had a girl visit here when I was single, they're like, boy, your area is fucking nice. I go, I know. It's super nice here. It's super nice here. People think I live next to Popeye's Chicken and Metro PCS in Riviera Beach. So I could throw a rock. I could throw a rock. And I could hit Serena Williams' house. Maybe a quarter mile, half mile down the road. Like right there. Literally right there. If you can't handle the heat, stay in your small state. Right. I lived in St. Augustine from March to July, and it was amazing weather the entire time. That is a beautiful time. March to July, dude, in St. Augustine, that's a very old Spanish colony kind of thing, has very old buildings. The Spanish settled there a long time ago, and they have these buildings that are like hundreds of years old. It's super pretty there. Great restaurants. The water's kind of murky, but you can't have it great everywhere. We only have 3 good months here, October to January. The rest of the year is 100% humidity, right? I lived in Houston. The winter is nasty. You get this thing called wet cold. Like, it is 38, just above freezing, and there's a mist in the air. There's just a weird mist that falls on your car, on your skin, and you can't get warm because it is 38 degree mist. And you're like, I hate it here. got that Boost Mobile. Yeah, right. Like Florida is closed. Yeah, like stay your ass over there. If you think Florida is huge, I remember there was a girl I used to talk to, and you know, I liked her, and I'm like, you know, we're not going nowhere unless you're willing to move here. She goes, Florida's too muggy. Meanwhile, Massachusetts is only good between March and June. After that, it's hot as fuck. Then fall is pretty for about a month. Then you got to rake all the leaves. And then the other 8 months are trash. Where here you have year-round potential of really nice weather sprinkled in with a rainy season. It's awesome. Houston is literally built on a swamp. I mean, I don't understand. Santana's dying to hear this clip. He is just dying. I like to fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy. Okay, there it is. You got it. When I moved to Houston, you have a lot of hope. Houston, you can, if you work, and if you're willing to work and you're willing to work yourself to the bone, Houston is it. There's money there and you can make it. But if you want to do anything else but work, Houston is absolutely trash. Houston is not nice. It's not, there's nothing that I like about Houston. The people are great, but the area itself is not good. It's just not good. And a lot of people don't appreciate it because a lot of people that love Houston never leave Houston, right? They go, oh, the Woodlands is awesome. Cypress is cool, you know, and that's it. Not Cypress is not cool. It's getting really bad, I guess. Then they take a vacation to like Florida and they think Florida is where does everyone in Houston go in Florida to visit? Ported Parachute. Where does everyone, and we all know the beach, where does everyone in Houston drive to and say that's Florida? Destin is not Florida. Oh, Destin Beach was so awesome. Destin is near Pensacola. Destin is in Yeeville. Destin is fucking, it's got the beach and that's it. That's it. Then if they don't go to Destin, they fly to Miami. Yeah, Destin is Alabama. So I remember my ex was like, oh my God, look at Destin's beaches. And I'm like, so, you know, women are great. Women, they go, oh, Destin is so beautiful. We can make memories there. And I'm like, okay. So when I leave the beach, where do I go? And I zoom in the map and it's like Popeye's chicken, you know, gator meat, boiled peanuts, watermelons for sale over here, peaches for sale. I'm like, wait a minute. This sounds like it's in the redneck ass part of, there's no peaches, watermelons, and gator meat for sale in South Florida. There just isn't. Destin equals Eastern Alabama, right? So people from Houston be like, oh man, I don't like Florida. Destin's, I'm like, Destin? Bro, I don't even think there's electricity in Destin. Destin isn't that bad. Oh, you got to get out more, bro. Didn't Destin have all the dead fish washing on shore a couple of years ago? Yes. Floating manatees from like Red Tide or all the some blooming bullshit that happened on the Gulf. Floating manatees. Let's look it up. Fuck it. Float. Let me see. Dead fish in Destin. Red tide. I can't wait to live in Northwest Florida. It's so awesome. It's so calm up there. Dead fish. Sasso. Look at this. Yeah, bro. I love Destin. Destin's awesome. Let me see this. Let me see if I can get a good red tide washes dead fish ashore. Yep. Bro, Destin is fucking badass. Alex, why are you hating on it? Let me go. Share screen. Go tap. Dead fish and Destin. Oh, fuck, bro. Yeah, Dead Fish. I mean, I can't wait. Let me see. Yeah. Destin, it grabs you and takes hold. With every breath, you suffocate just a little bit more. It's pungent. It's in. It's visible. It's red tide. Shit, is this the right fucking... Where is the right... God damn it. I don't even know where the fuck... Okay. Daily news. Let me stop sharing. Remove. Stop sharing. Not because this is the peasant chat. We could talk shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't owe you anything. It's free. Google search. Google. Red tide washers. Is this it? Yeah, this is it. Look at this. Who the fuck is this? Fuck. Yeah. Awesome. Boy, isn't it? Isn't Destin awesome? For business owners near Scenic Highway 98 in Destin, Dead Fish wants to the shores. Blah, 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 red tide. Blah, 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 Dead Fish. Awesome. Can't wait to go there. Fuck out of here, bro. Destin is not Florida the way you guys watch Fast and Furious, right? What was it? Part two or three where they were doing Florida shit. You bunch of homos out there that love the piece of shit Fast and Furious. Which one was the one where they're in Florida? Which one was the one they were in Florida? Alex, you recommend Main Calamar cocktail over four trans fluid? He recommends it on his trans, so I would do whatever. Okay, so Fast and Furious 2 is where they did the Florida shit, right? So when you guys watch Jeremiah, the beach isn't the only thing that smells like dead fish and Destin. So Fast and Furious 2, right? Too fast. They were in Miami and South Florida. All you saw was, wasn't it really pretty? Like when you saw Fast and Furious 2, when you were like 10, because a lot of you guys are like 26, you went, look at the fucking bridges, look at the moon, look at the boat, look at the houses, look at the trees, look at the water. None of it was filmed in Destin, Panama City Beach, Tampa, Orlando. None of that was filmed up there. It was all filmed in South Florida. So when you think South Florida, Pitbull, Miami Vice, cocaine, that's where the money's at. That's where the nice shit is. And that's what I'm going to start bringing you on the dating channel. Scenery. And you're going to go, you know what I'm going to do? January on the dating channel, I'm going to bring you a bunch of videos of me in a t-shirt, 72 degrees, out somewhere beautiful. And you're going to be like, fuck. And you can do the mental gymnastics all you want, saying, oh, Alex this, Alex that, you know, Alex, he talks about Florida, but it's so humid. Okay, cool. Stay in Kansas, stay in Massachusetts, stay in Oregon, stay in Illinois, stay in Michigan. Good for you. Us old fucks riced out at the first Fast and Furious movies. Bad Boys 2 was Florida 2. Yes. I don't want to talk about it, cut. Forget about it, cut. Three Valve owners get their seafood from Destin 100%. The new TDC video on the beach was great. Thank you. Look, go watch me talk. Look at the water. It's ice blue. 26, raised by my brothers, 8 to 12 years older. So I'm a weird mix of 80s Miami Vice show was held at the test. The 80s Miami Vice show has held the test of time. Good show. The beaches in the Keys are so amazing. Exactly. Like I haven't been to the Keys, honestly, because I don't have a reason to go, but I hear it's absolutely gorgeous. You can watch sunset, sunrise. Look, I'm trying to get you guys down here, or at least I'm trying to get you somewhere that is nice. A lot of you guys move to Florida and you start looking at house prices and you're like, well, I'm going to end up somewhere where I can afford to live. Okay, cool. So you're going to end up in Brooksville. Go to Brooksville. Go to Spring Hill. Check it out. Awesome. No, but you can live there cheaply. You can live there cheaply. Not a problem. I don't want to go to Jacksonville, Lake Nona, Eustis, Sebring, you know, somewhere, Okeechobee, somewhere you can live reasonably. After you get your house in Okeechobee, any of those places, you're going to go, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Alex, have you driven the Tesla Plaid yet? No. And if anyone down here has a Plaid, I'd love to be able to drive it and give a review because I have no, there's a neighbor here, but he's a kid I don't want to like allow in my life, you know? Dude, you ever have the conch? Yes. The name alone turned me off. The word sounds like an 80-year-old hooker's. No, it's not bad. It's not bad. What beaches do you recommend if going to vacay there for a week? Okay. Now, if you want a beach that's popping, meaning bitches, partying, loud, South Beach, anywhere in Miami is good. If you want to relax and see nice water and have a relaxing atmosphere, Delray, Boca, not West Palm. West Palm is full of like people from like Spain, you know, that they just loud and they don't know how to shut the fuck up. Juno Beach allows dogs and there's a lot of windsurfer, windsurfers in Juno Beach. Juno Beach is massive too. Like it is a very, very big beach. So you can tons of parking. You can have a ton of area to yourself. The water is absolutely gorgeous. I like Juno Beach. I like Blown Rocks Natural Preserve too, which is like a little area that has these rocks that the water crashes into and it like goes underneath the rocks and sprays up. It's kind of cool to look at. I think it's Blown Rocks Preserve or something like that. And Juno, Deerfield, Boca, all those areas have nice relaxing beaches. Daytona Beach is dirty as fuck, right? Like my brother, I remember growing up in Massachusetts, my brother's like, man, I want to go to Daytona Beach. I want to go to Daytona Beach, man. Daytona Beach looks lit. The motorcycles, they allow you to drive on the fucking beach. Yeah, that's why it sucks. That's why it sucks. Because they allow yee-yee trucks to drive on the beach and ruin the beach. You want to know what Daytona Beach is like? You're driving down 95 South, Daytona Beach, and they got these big letters, says Daytona Beach, the exit. And then there's beautiful palm trees, and you get off, and you take a left. If you're going south, you take a left, and you go, and it's Popeye's Chicken, Smokey Bones, Metro PCS, Dollar General, Walmart, gas station, some donut place. And you're like, where the fuck am I? Then you get to the beach. And let's say you happen to go on a day that there's a diesel truck meet happening there. And it's full of dumbass, road hole chicks, nasty, tatted up and down their shit. They're doing this in the back. Come on, grab your engines. Daytona Beach is a destination for fuckery. It's trash. The beach itself is trash. I'm sorry. Maybe you guys have heard that Daytona Beach is awesome. Oh, Daytona 500 happens there. Bike Week happens there. Yeah, it sucks. It fucking sucks. Unless you like dirty shit and dumb shit and debauchery and people potentially getting into knife fights, go to Daytona Beach. Go ahead, bro. All you can have Daytona Beach. It's trash, bro. Probably puddles of oil in the sand from the trucks. Water is trash too. Water is trash in Daytona Beach. Man, Popeye chicken, good, man. I'm fucking dying. Everyone is on drugs in Daytona. Daytona is almost methed out. Meth, 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 meth. It looks like a huge crack house. Daytona is weird. Yeah, I'm definitely passing that place. Sounds like Pontiac, Michigan or Detroit up here, but we ain't got the beaches, right? I mean, it's trash. It's trash. FLK is missing testicular fortitude. It's nothing but lifted gas two-wheel drive trucks in 10-inch exhaust tips. It's cucks. What did it say here? It's cocks and dicks. Daytona Beach, walking barefoot, cigarette butts and garbage, right? I remember a woman that I was dating came up from Miami to smash. We hung out. The next morning, we went to the beach with little Tony. And she's like, you have seashells on the shore here? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, there's no seashells in Miami. I go, what kind of marine life eating? What's happening down there that they're, you know, you don't see beach stuff at the beach. You see little crabs at the beach. You see little shells. You see shark teeth. You see everything here. But she's like, yeah, we don't have that down here. Daytona has just sand. Have you noticed that Daytona just has sand and like a hard packed in sand? Bro, it's sorry. Hampton Beach is shit. good analogy. Daytona is the home of the three valve NASCAR. So Daytona is like California, but beaches, but everyone is doped up. Yeah, Daytona specifically. Look, where there's money, there's a lot of people that care about the area. Jupiter, I got lost in Jupiter yesterday. I went to have lunch yesterday in the Jupiter area. And I got lost. I took a wrong turn, right? And I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, so it made me kind of go through the center of Jupiter. My God, Jupiter is beautiful. Jupiter is the perfect place to live, in my opinion. Heavy boating crowd. How many C8s do you guys see for sale out there? C8 Corvettes. Like, have you gone to a dealership and them have 20 C8s available? C8 Corvettes. No, they're kind of hard to come across. They sell pretty well. I came across a dealership that had like 20 or 30 C8 Corvettes. And I went, oh my God, what the hell is this place? Because that area is full of money. And yes, old people. And yes, old people love Corvettes. But these are nice Corvettes. No Z06s because they're not really out there yet. But really nice C8 optioned Corvettes, highly optioned Corvettes. And I went, wow. And then the next place has a marina and a bunch of boats for sale. And then, look, it's pretty awesome to live there. Jupiter is actually a nice, quiet, mature coastal town. Right? That is, and it is a boating community. So there is tons of money there. Like an insane amount of money in Jupiter. Alex, did you see the plane that hit the car at the Hullover? Crazy. No. A plane that hit a car at Hullover? No. My first visit to Daytona was as expected. Smells like piss, beer, and bad decisions. Means they get the high allocations. Yep. In PA, my local dealer has one C8. You got to park on the beach in Daytona if you want to keep your stuff. Yeah, dude, live video. Let me see. Hullover plane. Let me see. Plane hits Hullover bridge. Oh, Jesus. God damn, look at that. Let's see what happens. One dead, five hurt after a small plane crashes on a Miami bridge. What? What the fuck happened? Can I fast forward this? Oh, yeah, look at that. Let me see. Wow. This is okay. Check this out. Fuck it. Let's obviously I'm not gonna play the sound because they'll do copyright bullshit, but share screen. Chrome tab. One dead, five. Check this out. This is nuts. Okay. Let's play the sound. Fuck it.
A person seen jumping out of a burning plane with the help of another.
Dude, everything was so fast. He literally got out of the plane.
I saw brave people today trying their best to help another person.
Why do I love his accent?
I saw brave people today trying their best to help another person.
And cell phone video capturing the chilling aftermath of a plane crashing onto Hullover Inlet Bridge. Bystanders seen running towards the fiery wreckage. The crash claiming the life of one person inside the plane and sending two others in the plane to local...
Shit! Nuts! Nuts! Hey, there's some guy trying to help the guy in the plane. All those, the commentary was funny. He talks like Turvy. Gotta love the culture diversity in Miami. It's Spanish, 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 Spanish. That's pretty much what it's called. And a lot of Russians, especially in Sunny Isles. Alex, I got to experience the Achilles heel of the C6 Z06 last night. New block incoming. Oh no, the valve let go? Hendo? What the fuck? That's some scary shit. Fresh off the raft. Turvy was on the news. Now, that's great conversation with your insurance agent. So I was driving on the inlet, right, on the bridge, and a fucking plane hit my shit. Holy shit, Jay. If I was on fire, he should have dropped in the water. Yeah, and then drowned. No. Have you seen the Hullover Inlet? Dude, the Hullover Inlet is no fucking joke. It'll take you out into the ocean and then swirl you around for a little while. It's not a good time. But I don't even know how we got on that. But the C8 Corvettes, I want to take a picture of that dealership. It was not a big dealership. But I was blown away that there's so many C8 Corvettes. That's the other thing, guys. I see 20 to 30 C8 Corvettes here every day. I see 30 Plaids. I see a bunch of Lambos. I'm not saying I'm in those neighborhoods. I'm just saying they're just around. Like some guy caught Michael Jordan flying in his yellow Ferrari on Okeechobee, had a cigar. He's just fucking shit. He's boom, just flying. And I'm like, wow, look at that. Not sure if you mentioned it, but can you find the full recording of the EPN trial on Corp? Yes, yes, Oliver Bryan. I mentioned it. I did a whole show on it. I was just on my way to Arizona and a plane hit my grassroots build. You think if we got your brother and Turvey together, they'd be able to make the car all-wheel drive finally? I don't think my brother would ever. My brother has a lot of skill. Like my brother, he's not a good welder, but he's a good builder. He's a good fabricator. But his ideas never get finalized. You guys ever meet somebody that has these huge plans and says they're going to build this and it's going to take over the world and they never do it, but you know they have the ability to do it? Like I know many guys that have a ton of mechanical aptitude. Like they know how to build things. They know how to weld. They know how to fabricate. And they say, oh, we're going to do it, but they're just lazy, right? Just lazy. Like if I had half the talent my brother has, I'd actually build shit. My talent is this communicating with people, entertaining. That's my talent. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm okay at building stuff. I'm okay. I'm not great, you know? And also it just doesn't interest me. Like it doesn't interest me at all to like take a motor out of a car, rebuild it, put it back in the car. I'm just like, oh, that sounds awful. That sounds like the worst time on the planet. I'd rather make a lot of money over here and then pay you to do it. Fuck that. Pembroke Pines has a bunch of high-end cars too. Yes, Pembroke Pines has a lot of Colombian women too. And that's the other thing, guys. You guys talk about diversity. South Florida has probably some of the most beautiful women on the planet. Colombian women come here all the time to try to find a white man to wife them up. And you can fill them up with pipe dreams, pipe them down, and send them back to Colombia if you know what you're doing. If you're a single man in South Florida and you're not piping down a couple Colombians a month easily, you're doing something wrong. Do you want to know the only celebrity that lives in my town? OJ Simpson. And I've seen him in the store. Wow. Colombian women, get them papers. I'm telling you, there's a guy in my complex right now. Average guy. White guy, nice guy. And he's been single for a while. And he's like, you know, Alex, what do you think about? And I, you know, if you're talking to me about dating, I'm like, oh, you can get tons of pussy here, but you got to have the right mindset. You can't be in relationship mode if you just want to smash. You can't fall in love easily. A lot of you guys get poom poom and you got to want to wife him up. Oh, wife him up. And he said, you know, Alex, I started talking to a Colombian woman. I said, okay, understand this. They have the wettest pussy on the planet. Like there's like an extra gland down there. They're just built for speed. They're beautiful. They have great accents. That's what they're good at. That's it. They're not good at anything else. They're good at fucking and looking good. So get yours. And she's hot. She hits him up on this Colombian dating app and he's like, whoa. And she says his name. And I'm like, this looks legit. Get her up here on a work visa, pipe her down, send her back home. Colombian women in my area love white dudes who are cowboys. They're mad money hungry. I keep my eye open for a white Bronco cruising down my street. Colombian women don't age, right? What would you say to a dual income house would you need to bring? Okay. What would you say to a dual income household would need to bring to live comfortably in your area? I'm in the 90 to 160 range. That's my income. I am more than comfortable. Can I afford a house? Sure. Do I want a house? I don't want to pay $500,000 for a house, but I can get a house if I want to pay $500,000. I just don't think that's worth it. I'm waiting for the market to like adjust because it's just not, it's just insanely inflated. If you make anywhere between 75 and 100 here, you're pretty good. You're pretty good. Hey, Alex, and everyone on the chat, good morning. I got a 2022 SV650 yesterday. What the fuck is that? Anyone on here that rides motorcycles that can give me some beginner tips? Thank you, says Salvador Cortez. Pretty accurate, built for sex. He said Colombian, and you made those eyes. ¿Quieres papeles? Alex, how far down the road do you have an F450? Alex, how far down the road will you have an F450 and a Midnight Express? Nah, it's going to be a long time because I'd rather have a house before I have those things. By 5 years. I predict in 5 years, I'll have an F450 and a Midnight Express. And the Maynard Express just to idle around the inlet and just be like, and go around the little back channels and just kind of idle around, play some fucking trap music on my badass sound system on my quad 450 Midnight Express, park it at a little sandbar, fuck around, bring the dogs, and then go home. That's like a typical Sunday here in Florida. Bring your badass boat to the launch, idle around, and there's a ton of shit to do in the water here. Like, there is so much water here. Not on the ocean. I'm saying inlets. There's parties at every, there's sandbars everywhere. You can get laid. You can eat. You can hang out. You can get fucking sauced. You can do whatever. So I think in about 5 years, I'll have an F-450 and a Midnight Express, which is probably $1 million. Like $100,000 F-450 and a like $750,000 Midnight. You get the Midnight Express. We can use my F-450. Then TDC would be live from the Midnight Express app. So imagine doing a live stream from the Midnight Express. Oof, bar hopping on the boat. Salvador, watch the Dan the Fireman videos. We'll keep you in check because the motorcycle crash videos will scare the crap out of you, but also give you great riding tips. Be safe. We got some pretty rich folk in Potomac, Maryland, but it ain't nice like South Florida. Sounds like the main drag for boats to cruise. Yes. The main drag for boats to cruise is the inlet and a lot of the back channels. And there's a restaurant in every spot. You can, if you're hungry, pull over. And there's like, usually most of them have like gas there too. You can gas up at some of those areas. Need to be blasting the Birdman song while you're idling around. I mean, look, a lot of people don't like a lot of people put Florida down because they're not here. You know what I mean? Like, ah, fuck Florida, gators, humidity, you know, Florida man. You know where Florida man is? Tampa, Bradenton, that shit. That yee-yee, redneck, backwoods mentality is nowhere near East Coast, Port St. Lucie, down to the Keys. There is no yee-yee Florida man meth. There's none of that. West Coast, on the Gulf side, Tampa, Bradenton, all that dumb shit, that sucks. Now, Sarasota, Bonita Springs, and there's another place down here. That is full of Miami people because Miami is directly across. So what a lot of people from Miami do, they buy houses in the Sarasota area and they weekend there because it's only an hour and a half ride to a quieter area. So South Florida, the bottom half of Florida, there is no Florida man. There is no boiled peanuts. There is no gator meat for sale. It's just not how it is here. Easy to run to the Bahamas if you like more privacy. Yeet, yeet. Everything you mentioned on TDC, I think top dead center. They put Florida down because they can't afford Florida. How are you going to hate from outside the club when you can't even get in? How are you going to call me out from the garage? Right. Anyone trash talking Florida, 99% of the time of some of the shit is shit lib or a hack stand-up comedian trying to curry favor for the industry. People put Florida down when they don't know shit about Florida. Now, are people smart here? Fuck no. Like, there's not a lot of smart people here. There's a lot of dumbasses, but you don't put them down. You just go, whatever, you know, just who cares? Just live your fucking life. It's pretty awesome down here. Naples, exactly, Naples. What did Jared say? What did Jared say? Presidential spam, mortgage ET, Jared Wells. We already did the experiment when you edit yourself in the boat for Bumble. You couldn't imagine how easy it is for dudes with boats. Guys with boats down here, guys, get tons of pussy. Tons of pussy. On the dating channel, we did a test, and that's what Jared Wells is talking about. I put up a fake profile of me on a boat, badly photoshopped, okay? I said in the profile that I want to take you on my boat and make kids with you. I said, get on my boat, get pregnant, get drunk. I love mimosas. I love traveling. Get on my boat. I have a boat. I got hit up. I had like 10 or 20 women matching with me. Oh, you have a boat, this and that. I love kids. You like adventure too? But then you put up a profile. Hey, man, just a regular guy. Love working on cars. Blue collar guy looking for a good girl that's down for the cause. Crickets. Zero. So many Colombians on the boat. Even people put Florida down for Tallahassee and Jacksonville. Yep. Tallahassee is not Florida. Jacksonville's not Florida. That's Alabama and Georgia. Oh, shit, I remember that, and you got hit like a motherfucker. Yes, I got hit up like a motherfucker when I did that test. That was funny stuff. Alex, 11 to 14 GT, is there a mileage limit? You would steer clear of a TV Explorer? I've only said this 500 times. Anything above 80,000 miles? Guys, it's a crapshoot. I don't know of many 20, 11 to 14 GTs that haven't been fucked in the ass while someone beat up the pussy. I like to fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy. A lot of them been fucked in the ass while they beat up the pussy at the same time. So, like, one of the guys on the chat found out he had a F-150 bottom end on the car. He thought he had a 11 to 14 GT, no problem. Guys, the 11 to 14 GT is the new Fox body. Every 11 to 14 GT has 80,000 miles. Every 11 to 14 GT has been babied, highway miles only. Very rarely do you see an 11 to 14 GT that hasn't been fucked in the ass. So you got to be careful. So I would err on the side of caution. Look, I wouldn't boost a car more than 10 PSI and pump gas, period. But I always get the question, why not? Why not? What if, guys, 10 PSI, pump gas, and you're fucking done. And you're fucking done. If you want to go above that, you got to build a motor. Because you're already 50 to 60 horse or torque away from blowing it up, like to smithereens. And then you're out a short block, you're out probably a blower too, because when a piston decides to go bye-bye.
And we say bye-bye.
And it takes out your valves, it takes out your head, takes out your intercooler, fills up your intercooler with fucking pieces and chunks of piston, valves, and cam end up in your fucking blower. So now you've risked everything by going 680, 690 on a 80,000 mile pump gas Coyote, and you blew it up. Now you're out the blower, the motor, and that car is going to sit there for another 4 years until you get enough money to fix it up. Stop it. Don't trust that used Mustangs. They get ragged out. Best car to buy is a used Corvette. They never get driven. He's not wrong. Especially in Florida. That's me. Bought a stock 53,000 mile GT and now just found out it's probably got a truck motor in it. Yep. He's like, oh my God, I think I have a truck motor. I said, do a compression check. We'll see what's going on. My 14 only has 13,000 miles. Good for you. Parts farm after the engine blows. Right. Hit up the parts farm. Right. The moment shit blows up, boom. Parts farm is where you got to go. Plain and simple. He's got pullouts and shit. Shit, my 21 GT has 11,000 miles and I just got it in January. I found a 14 with 5,000 miles, but it's $26,000. Well, there you go. You're going to start seeing the Gen 1s be worth a lot of money. I still think Gen 2 is King Daddy. If I could buy 10 Gen 2 Mustangs and just put them in a garage somewhere, I would do that. To me, it's the perfect car. The 15 to 17 Mustang, I'd love to have a race red again, but stick. Like that one, but stick. I'd like to have a pearl white 17. I'd like to have a California special white and black one. I'd like to have maybe a GT 350. Not a Gen 2, but a 350. And then what else out of that? Oh, and a Roush RS3. I would love to have two GTs, a California special and a stick race red, Roush RS3 and a GT 350. That would be such a badass little collection to me. That'd be awesome. Parts Farm knows how to pull it out. I'm rebuilding my car and came across an MMR Pro timing kit with cam lockouts. It's a Vortec JTB car and shooting for 900 Robo horsepower. Should I just sell the cam lockouts and keep VCT or slap them on? 100% of the time, if you can keep VCT active, that's what almost every tuner prefers. And the ones that don't prefer VCT be active are not good tuners. Let's be honest. We had VCT control up to 1,300 rear wheel horsepower on the Blue Goose. And we loved it because we had cam control. Now, once you get to a certain horsepower level and RPM, the phasers, if they're not like an upgraded GT350 set, tend to just not really cooperate and put the cam where we command it. Imagine what's happening. You're spinning the car at 8,000 RPMs and the phasers are trying to maintain, because there's two on each side, they're trying to maintain the cams at a certain spot. And after a bunch of resonance, RPM, eventually the phase just go up and they go to their locked position and they go up. They just wig out on a shift and then they come back and they try to control the cam and then they freak out. And that's only like at like 1100 to 1200 horsepower cars. So we just say, fuck it, lock them here. Then they don't have to do any work. But a 900 horse on a JTB, like I have a JTB, it's nothing special. You don't need them locked at all. 350 or Mach 1, if you have to choose 350 all day, every day, it makes more power. The 350 is not comparable to the Mach 1. The 350 makes way more horsepower than the Mach 1. The 350 has a bigger motor than the Mach 1, has the same transmission, it has better cams, better heads, better motor, better intake, same intake manifold, better brakes or similar brakes. I think the Mach 1 has super upgraded brakes, if I'm not mistaken. But the 350 is way better than a Mach 1. Like, it's not even close, in my opinion. Sounds like the way to go with 1114 GT high miles is full bolt-on and 100 shot. No, who the fuck said that? I would never recommend nitrous. Nitrous, to me, is for the peasant racer. See, you have to know more about cars with a nitrous setup than with turbos or superchargers. You have to be well versed as to what the car is doing with a nitrous kit than with turbo or supercharging. You have to know plug gap, fuel type. You have to be pretty good at electrical. You have to know how to operate a window switch. You have to know a lot more about cars than if you do with a, how many of you guys have met a rich guy that had his turbo car built for him by, let's say, Evolution, HPJ? You know he doesn't know shit. You know he doesn't know shit. But the car is fucking fast because the shop that built it knows what they're doing. And he walks around like he knows shit. And that's the same kind of guy that goes, I own a 7-second car. Of course I know more than you. No, you don't. You got more money than the guy that knows shit about car. Shut the fuck up. I love guys that have 7-second turbo cars built for them by shops, and they think because they own that car, they know more shit. No, a nitrous guy knows way more about cars. Let's say if you have a, like a Danny Jimenez, right? Danny built, try Mijo, Mr. Cabrera over at in Houston. That dude was so good with nitrous. He would say, hey, Alex, let's try shifting it at like 6,700, 6,800 RPMs because the torque falls off after that. And as a test, they did that. The dude knows his shit. But a turbo guy with a 7-cent car that has a lot of money and got it built for him doesn't know a goddamn thing. One guy one time said, now this guy's a big money guy. Big money guy. Hey, so every time I turn up the boost on the boost controller, does the tune have to change? And someone explained to him what scaling is. At 1.3 load, spark is 22. At 1.5 load, spark is 20. At 1.9 load, spark is 19. At 2.5 and up load, spark is 17. So it is scaled. That means you don't have to do a goddamn thing to the tune as you turn boost up, as long as it was dialed in all the way up there on the dyno. And it was. And he looked dead in the face of the person that built the car, the person that told him, explained to him, and he goes, I don't believe you. I want to retune for every different boost level. And I looked at him and I went, that's what it takes. Those are the people that are actually dictating the builds out there. The people that are dictating the builds out there are people that don't know shit about cars but have enough money to have one built for them. And I'm like, why are you listening to this motherfucker when me, Junior, Dakota, Brandon, Senior are the tuners? We tell the shops what to do. We tell the people what guidelines to use. Now, there are some shops that are absolutely fucking legit. D&G, Danny Jimenez, Finish Line Performance, HPJ, Midnight Performance, Mexico Racing League, all those shops. Homer's Garage Note. Dude, A lot of people think that just because you don't have a big badass shop that you don't know shit. Homer's performance over in California does it in his driveway. And that dude has some of the quickest cars, some of the cleanest logs, some of the best builds I've ever tuned. So these rich guys out there, don't go on the forums and listen to what some rich bitch did a bunch of research, did a bunch of this. I looked at this. I looked at that. It doesn't matter. You don't know shit that the shop doesn't tell you. So I don't know why I got off on that rant, but I'm sick and tired of these guys that have high-end builds. And because they have high-end builds, that means they get credibility? Nah, not even close. Not even close. Remember the Boss 302 13 Rami worked with lockout cams, low 500 in Puerto Rico? Yep. He had a MMR cam, Boss 302. The Boss intake made 500 wheel, and people didn't believe me. It was a built motor. I think it had 13-1 compression cams. It made like 520, 530 on pumpy 85. Locked cams, thing chopped nicely. People are like, nah, I don't believe that. That has to be a fake number. I'm sorry. It was a real fucking deal number. That was a nicely built Boss. Any updates on the progress of the multi-tune? Oh, you guys are not ready for the shit that Junior's coming up with. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready. And you know what? Some of the, I'll be honest with you guys. Some of the stuff that we come up with, we're not going to offer. Because you guys will find a way of complicating life. There is some stupid cool shit we could do with multi-tune, like dumb, and I don't think it'll get offered because you guys will. Can you do this coupled with this, and you'll make our lives hell. Understand this, guys. If you want multi-tune stuff, I almost wish there was a litmus test. I wish there was a questionnaire. Yeah. That we should do that. We should make a questionnaire when somebody wants a multi-tune, because we need to know how much of a pain in the ass you're going to be and charge accordingly. Like a questionnaire here. Dude, blah, 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 blah. Oh, no, you're not going to get it. Sorry. You stick with the bitch ass cam lope tune. Get out of here. Any guys are going to ruin the multi-tune for everyone? We are not going to fuck around with the multi-tune. If you're not well-versed as to what the tunes can do, I guarantee Junior's going to go, we either charge a lot for the people or we only give it to certain people. So it's just how it's going to be. Will multi-tune be offered for Gen 1s or is it only for year models? Gen 2, Gen 3 first, because they're just advanced and that's King Daddy right now. Gen 2, Gen 3. The computer's just smarter. Eventually, months. Don't even wait around. Don't put yourself on a list. It'll get offered for Gen 1. You should probably have to make a package bundle. That's it. That's what we're going to do. A package bundle. So let's say, for instance, no, I don't think so, Greg. Garage Bill Coyote, no. I think his car has all the shit he needs. He's got a Power Glide. He doesn't need this. Multi-tune, I think, is perfect for the NA up to 1,000 horsepower guy. Like the NA up to the 1,000 horsepower guy, which is the bulk of people. I think that the multi-tune is going to work for many different reasons. Junior's working hard every day. He has hours-long conversations with the programmers. He tests different things on the platforms that we have. He sends me tunes. He does shit on his own. And eventually, it'll be a package. So I suspect the packages will go something like this. NA, JLT, right? And then you'll have Flex, E85, Ghost Cam, on the fly, right? Boom, boom, boom. And then maybe on tune two, you'll have the neutral rev limiter stuff, right? That's a package deal, and that's adjustable on the fly, and you'd have to have almost some kind of instructional booklet on how to do it or a video, and that would be just a package offered. Anything above and beyond that, I think it'll be its own tune. So let's say, for instance, I can't even mention the shit he did the other day because it'll blow your guys' mind. Maybe it won't blow your mind, but it'll blow your mind that it's available for Gen 2. That's the thing. Like you're going to go, oh, okay. I didn't know that was even possible for this generation vehicle. And you're going to go, oh, okay. But I can't, I'm going to just stop because I don't want to mention anything. And then you guys are going to be, oh, what about this? I heard Alex say this on the show. Yeah, install. I would ask people if their brain stem is smaller than stock before you let them get a multi-tune. What is the best part of multi-tunes that a smart owner driver of a tuned Mustang needs? I just think it's the convenience, right? So let's say you love the cam lobe idle tune. Some people live for that, and I get that. So you're driving, and you're next to a scat pack, and you're on the normal idle tune. Well, you could hit resume, plus, move it to slot two, resume, resume plus, resume, resume plus plus. So move it to slot two, resume, and now it goes. The guy's like, oh, fuck that. And then take off, you go resume plus minus, and it goes boom, boom, back to tune slot one, regular idle, you take off. Right? Let's say you want to throw E85 in the tank, and you got 10 miles to empty in your car, and you're like, pull in the gas station, and you hit resume plus plus. And slot two is flex. Put an E85 and take off. And monitor your ethanol percentage on your end gauge. And if it gets to E85, you go resume plus, plus, plus. And it goes boom, boom, boom. Slot three, E85R tune. Stuff like that is going to be, I think, what the super convenience. Now you're going to go, well, I don't think that's worth a bunch. Do you know how much programming has to happen for all that to become available? That's a big, big deal in my opinion. Anyone that knows Mustang that races mullet in the finals when we talk about, seemed like multi-tune for everyday man is just going to be tune swapping faster. Yep. Hey, Alex, my car dies at idle with the CJ air intake on the Whipple. Full return system, no throttle codes. Is the man data being skewed cause the air to... Are you tuned for it, Ramsey? Are you tuned for it? Let me ask you a question. How many people daily drive on a 150 plus millimeter race oriented cold air intake? Like, have you seen the CJ air inlet for the Whipple? It's dumb. It's the dumbest, biggest, dumbest fucking thing on the planet. And you guys are like, I don't know what's going on. It's a little, it's not idling perfect. Let me see. CJ Whipple air inlet. Mustang. Never mind that you can make 1,000 on the 123 millimeter housing. You guys want this dumb thing. Like, you guys wonder why this elephant dick of a, and you're going to go, well, what's wrong with that? Bigger is better. No, it's not. But you know, I can't convince you that because you guys know way more than I do. You guys have way more data than I do. See, this big dumb fucking thing, you know, you guys are going, well, why doesn't it drive perfectly? Why it's a big, dumb, stupid cold air that is not meant to have a great MAF signal. It's meant to have all the airflow at wide open throttle on like 1,000 and up setup. And then you go, well, I don't get it. I don't get why it doesn't drive perfect. I don't get why it stalls. My other tuner, the other tuner I had never made it stall. And you look at the data log from that other tuner and the fuel trims are 30% rich. And you're like, boy, shut the fuck up. I daily my race car. It's supposed to drive smoothly, right? But my ex-girlfriend told me bigger was better. I drive around all day with a smaller than stock intake and tell everyone that Alex recommended it to me. I'm going to get the biggest turbo that'll fit under the hood, but only run quarter mile because it'll take 500 feet to spool. 95 says, cuz don't understand piping size to air velocity. Right. The air raise idle RPM. Right. That's the best one. I've heard that a lot. Hey, Alex, I am requesting an 1100 RPM idle tune. And I go, what? So when you clutch in, and you're at a light, the car's going to go, and you're going to go, I want it to go. So they think, well, let me just bump up the idle RPM, and then that'll cure my issue. How about you make the cold air not any bigger than 130 millimeter? Why does it have to be 150 plus millimeter? where at 10 pounds a boost even. And that's the biggest thing. Most of the people that have Cobra Jet inlets have 10 or 11 PSI. In my opinion, the Cobra Jet inlet is only good when you're making like 20 and up. Like 20 and up. That at idle, the bitch is making 2 PSI because it's spinning the rotor so fast. But no, y'all motherfuckers are always out there, bigger is better. It says Cobra Jet under the hood. Look at me. Nah, fuck out of here. I'm not blaming Lund. Dakota has done an excellent job with my tuning 85. I can't be happier. Thanks for the answer. Look, if you don't have enough boost to, like, how much boost is your car pulled for, Ramsey? Please tell me above 15, man. Because if it's 10, bro, take that shit right off. Which one of my multi-tune is the drive smooth flex chop tune? That's the other thing they're going to want.
Well, can we have a flex tune that chops?
No. Multi-tune doesn't automatically make a ghost cam tune that is highly dependent on the wide bands reading the ethanol percentage and at chopping characteristics, it skews air fuel. So at idle, it'll learn like 100% ethanol. And you're going to go, whoa, man, I pumped 100% ethanol in the car. And I'm like, no, it skewed the reading because it was lean. Would you recommend a JLT or stock for bolt-on daily use? Stock. Stock, especially on Gen 3. Look, I don't recommend JLT at all. I don't like JLT on a personal level. But if you were going to put a gun to my head and say, you know, P51 or JLT, I'd say the JLT have higher IAT, but you'll have less tuning issues with the JLT than the P51. And there's like 7 versions of the P51. And the guy that makes a P51, I tune him. And he's great. I have no issue with him. But he understands the difficulties I've had tuning that setup. And the 3 or 4 iterations that are out there in the wild make it wildly confusing. Right now, I have a guy that put one in the car. And he can't run a fog light in it because it gets in the way. So he takes the fog light out. Now, what happens when you have a filter and a fog light opening right here, and the air is rushing in, hitting the filter. Most puro pinche 956 a la verga, cuz.
Puro pinche 956 a la verga, cuz.
They would say, oh, he's going to make more power because he hits the filter and it's like a ram air effect, Holmes. Verga.
No, it causes turbulence. And the mass airflow sensor goes, I don't like how the air is entering. It's super turbulent and the car does a bunch of weird shit, except at wide open throttle. And at wide open throttle, it might work well because it does have a ram air effect. But at idle, slow revs, and 99% of the shit you do is just driving, it drives like ass. And then, Alex, why do you recommend a JLT? I'm like, I don't like JLT at all, but they drive better than a P51 that has a ram air effect. So does a P-Mass. Even a Steeda cold air closed air box, we call it the CAB, the closed air box, has better driving characteristics than some of the earlier P51s. Now, the later P51s seem to be better, but I don't recommend any cold air except stock or P-Mass because of the data. People will take that and go, well, Alex recommends it. What does verga mean? WS6 ram air effect. Hey, Alex, I never got my paid question answered on the last show. Oh, no. Well, look, let me get you a refund. Just because you pay does not guarantee you get your question answered. How about look at it as a, look, do people out there think that because they pay that I have to answer it? Do you think you have that power? I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general. Do you think you have that power over me that I have to answer it because you pay? Or is it a donation? Hey, a lot of people go, well, I paid 10 bucks. Answer my fucking question. That's not how it works, bro. What if 40 people gave me $10 questions all at the same time? I can't keep track of that shit. So people go, well, since you didn't answer my question last time, I'm like, okay, that thought process, cut that shit out. Because to me, it's a donation. Like when I go on Mexico Racing League's chats and I give $10 or $20, and they don't get to my question, I don't bitch. I go, oh, okay, whatever. You know, it's a donation. But people think, well, here's $2. Answer my fucking question right now. It just makes the probability of me answering your question a little higher. But I answered this on the last chat, actually. I did answer this on the last chat. You're the guy that wanted the Hellion kit. And you asked me in an email. No. Is it possible? Maybe. Are we willing to do it? No. That's why you have Motec. That's why you have boost by gear on some Boostly stuff. Boost by mile per hour. Set it up that way, bro. These turbo guys, man. These turbo guys are something else, man. Do you have different traction control settings? Because I want to drive around on 1,500 horse. I want to drive around on 1,500 horsepower setting. I don't want to let off of that setting at all. I don't want to adjust my suspension. I don't want to adjust my tires. I don't want to put ballast in the back. I don't want to do anything. I want the tuner to absolutely dial in every boost level, torque by gear, different sensitivity so I can have different tiers of traction. Bro, you're wanting a stock ECU to do what high-end Motec, FuelTech, $5,000 systems do. These turbo guys, bro, there's something else. Especially these turbo guys that have money and ask questions that a person with basic knowledge would know, right? Like a person with basic mechanical and tuning knowledge that listens to this channel specifically would know that that is almost impossible to do for every boost level. You have sport mode, which has some interruption for traction control. You have advanced track off, and then you have the stock setting. So yeah, you have the stock setting, which interrupts like a motherfucker. You have sport mode, which interrupts less, and you have advanced track off, which doesn't interrupt at all. So tell me, how do you want that change? Tell me how you want that adjusted. Let's say you're on Mickey Thompson. Fuck it, I'm going in. Let's say you're on Mickey Thompson ET Street SS's on concrete. That's a completely different traction control setting, right? If you were on asphalt, if you were on wet-ish roads, if you were on a prepped surface or a non-prepped surface, I feel we can loosen it up some, and then it spins the tires. There is something in the car. Guys, there is something in the car right now that you can control to modulate your traction or to modulate your traction settings. It's called your foot. Your foot can let off when the traction is not there. And when the traction is there, you can press it down more. Oh, look, I have control. Wait. I have control of traction? Yeah, you can even do this thing. You can even short shift. Oh. So many things that people ask for to, like, you want a robot. You want a plaid. You want a plaid. Ooh, in any condition. That's $120,000 of space age technology. And then he's going to say, well, I was just asking a fucking question. No, because every turbo guy asks the same fucking shit. Well, I saw a guy that had boost by gear. Go to him. And then when you spin, because people want to leave it to the floor. People want to leave it to the floor and have the car do everything else. Driver mod. No. Computer did everything. Fuck out of here, bro. Man. Like, I'm blown away by that shit. Like, maybe I have a little bit of old school left in me that goes, yeah, I turn off advanced track the moment I get in my car. I turn off advanced track the moment I get in my car if it's not raining. I want control. I want 100% control. Some people go to a track and they go sport mode and then they slam it into a turn and floor it. And the car goes, and then they get out of the car and they go, you know, if the car didn't interrupt in that turn, I would have won this race. If the car didn't interrupt in that turn, you'd be in the fucking weeds, bro. I left it to the floor, turned it all the way to the left. I bought the right tires. I put the right setting. I did everything I should have done except drive the car. Fucking bro, these people, man.
My pussy.
Why doesn't it do what I want it to do? Defy the laws of physics? Okay, Alex, I'm paying you 1/2 cent paid question, so you must tell me how to put my 10R80 into 3-valve. Alex, you missed my paid question on February 15th video. Can we go take a look at it? The TikTok guy is going to have a blast with this one. In the weeds, blowing off Corvettes. I like my advanced track in wet weather. Yeah. Ordered a Vickers Turbo 400 and read that you can't pedal them in second gear. Have you ever pedaled the GT500 all the time? I pedaled the shit out of that GT500, bro. Can you just use the reverse camera to see what kind of surface is on so I can adjust the tune on the fly? I hit a wall at Coda, COTA. It will cost about $20,000. You'll wish that TC was on. Hit the like button. Savage, are you okay? No, he's fine. I'm not necessarily going off on Savage 5.0, but what I'm going off is of the thought process that the tuner can control like gravity and like inertia. And I mean, we can't control that, but what are you going to do? Like, I've seen guys do this, right? They go, I bought everything that's in the catalog. Why isn't it doing exactly what your company told me to buy. Why isn't it doing exactly what your company said it was going to do? You mean you bolted on a bunch of parts, did not do any adjusting, any testing, you didn't do anything. And because you bolted everything on and the car isn't doing what you think it should be doing, the company suck, the tuners suck. No, you suck. You suck. You suck, sir. You think that by bolting on, if I go, well, Alex has a UPR upper and lower, Whipple 4.5 supercharger, turbo 400 trans, and he's gone 8.1 at 169, and then you do the exact same thing and go, wait, why isn't mine going 8.1 at 169? Are they sandbagging me? Do you know how much scaling, R&D, testing, tuning has gone into making that car as consistent as it is? Well, they don't want to hear that shit. They want to just press the easy button. They just want to press the easy button and go, I should be able to go sevens. My favorite is when a new rich Mustang owner gets into the game and starts popping off on insane horsepower numbers. I want to make 2,000 horsepower. What? Are you getting a Proline 480 something X with a crank-mounted pro charger in the front?
No.
Oh, you're not. Oh, okay. So, yeah, good luck on that 2,000 horsepower.
I want AC, traction control settings on the fly, low IATs.
2,000 horsepower Coyote. Okay. This is a ricer issue we have inherited. Turbo guys usually owned Hondas before. Alex, can get a girlfriend is driving tune so she keeps it out of the ditch. Oh my God, Yonsei 5-0. Thank you for reminding me. I have men with balls say shit like, my wife can't drive my car. Can you do something in the tune to tame it down? Oh, you mean the 1,000 horsepower Whipple car with a 3C converter? That one. You're mad because your wife, pussy, can't put it in drive and it just drives as smooth as her Kia Optima. Yeah, I got guys that fucking say that shit. Your wife can't drive your 1,000 horsepower, 8-second car to the grocery store without it being loud, aggressive. It does this thing where I give it gas and it doesn't start to move until 3,100 RPMs. Tell him to fix that. Oh, the stall converter, stupid bitch. At the light, I'm so embarrassed because it goes pap 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 pow. Oh, the locked cams that it's got because you come. Bro, I am embarrassed for you, sir, that you are such a pussy ass bitch that you give a fuck what the fuck your wife says about your race car, bro. Buy her a fucking Honda. Buy her something. Buy her an Escalade to shut her the fuck up. An Escalade shuts them the fuck up real fucking quick. And if you got enough money to build a race car, you got enough money to finance an Escalade. And that will shut. Get her a pearl white Escalade. And all of a sudden, she'll shut her hole. But no, y'all motherfuckers like, that's my only car, Alex. It's my only car. And she drives it to the... She was driving it in the rain. And she lost control. Alex, this is unacceptable. You must do something about it. You got DOT pros on it, man. What the fuck you want me to do? You got DOT pros on the motherfucker and front skinnies, and you sent her out in a Florida monsoon, dude. You are stupid. My wife had me put a turbo and a cam on her Tahoe. She loves it. Get the new Escalade V. Do you have the tune that will help my wife reach the pedals and see over the steering wheel at the same time? Because my Kirky seats don't have enough adjustments for her. For the wife bullshit, he needs to do to tame it down for him. Car got too scary for him. Right. Maybe you're right about that. Now I need a new wife and a new car. Can you remote drive my car? Hey, Alex, I'm having a lot of issues launching the car at the track. Can you do everything possible so I just floor it and it goes A to B? Sir, it's a stick car. Those guys are the same ones that let them spend the right night at their friend's house, right? Yeah. Yep. Hey, Alejandro V.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend the night at my friend's house. You're 37 years old. Sleepovers are over. Yeah, we're just going to like do girls night and we're going to get drunk and you won't hear from me tonight. Meanwhile, Jose shows up, pipes her down, comes in it, and she comes home to you the next day. I'm too tired. I have a headache. I need to go to sleep. She needs to ice down her box, bro. I can't haul the kids to soccer practice because it has a roll cage. She doesn't have a back seat. He's just getting you to my truck. You have a Chevy in your thing. I don't tune that. My girlfriend drives a big turbo Audi and won't want less control, more power. Can't I get that TX2K A to B tune? Oh, yeah. Forgot about the clutch. You think you can just tape it to the floor? People are just lazy as fuck, period. Now, people might come to this chat and go, man, this guy's such a bitch. He's always arguing. He's always, look, half of it is entertainment. But a lot of truth has been said in jest. And a lot of people out there do say these things, you know, like I've had guys hide their car at a location so that their wife doesn't find out that their husband bought a race car or a El Camino or a Chevelle or a like, hey, man, I need you to hide this car here because if my wife finds out, you mean your mommy? You mean your mommy, you pussy? You come in here with your big macho bitch ass and saying some shit like, If my wife finds out I spent my own money on a car that I wanted, I'm going to be in trouble. Boy, get the fuck out of my fucking, get the fuck out of here. Bluetooth shifter mod, satellite tuning for the win. I bet you deal with some fucking idiots. You have no idea. You have no idea how often we have to bite our lip, bite our tongue, and go. Tune attached. Because sometimes it's easier just to do it and then have them experience all the issues based on what they recommend. I've had people tell me how to tune. Can you make the pedal more sensitive? Well, if I make the pedal more sensitive, it's going to throw off a lot of things, like driving in a parking lot. A lot of people take that for granted. A lot of people take that for granted, driving in a parking lot. So some people are like, I want it as aggressive as possible. I want it to go, wah-wah! And I said, well, the engine is the engine. I can't make the engine rev faster unless something in the engine makes it rev faster, a blower. No, I want the RPMs to go. See, no, you don't understand what I'm saying, Alex. The RPMs, when I floor it right now, goes, whoom! I want it to go, boom! I'm like, so you want me to change the engine and the tune? Like, it can't rev faster than it can rev. So then they go, I make the pedal sensitive down low, right? Pedal sensitive down low. Oh, I love it. Taking off from a light, really aggressive on an auto. And then, hey man, my wife said that she was leaving Publix and she just like only gave it a quarter throttle. The car spun out and she crashed and killed a family of 10. That's your fault. It's my fault that your wife drove a race car to Publix and because you wanted the throttle to be really sensitive, she spun out and killed the family. Yeah, no. This is the peasant chat, so they only have one car and the mod the shit out of their only car with $20,000 owed on a firm. Miguel, no one is off limits on this show. Now I'll have to open up a new ticket. This is Maniac 5-0. Family of 10. Oh, here in Florida? You'd be surprised how many people can be packed into a Honda Odyssey. Could you imagine asking your tuner to slow the car down? His job is to make your car better, not the other way around. Imagine your girl picks up her Sancho in your 1,000 horsepower car. Think of the children, Alex. Hey, man, my wife said that her boyfriend thinks the tune is off in our car. Fix it. That is a wonderful comment. If I had cookies to give, I'd give them away, but that's Tuesday. We give away cookies on Tuesday. That's a very good comment. On a 3-3 pulley, do you think the white car could be a 5960 car, 60 to 130? If it sees 14 PSI, yeah, 14, 15 PSI, maybe. But that's a whole second. I would need a smaller tire, like a 17-inch drag radial, 305, 45, 17 on a 17-inch rim to bring the gear ratio to something more reasonable. I probably need 850 to run a 5 on a stick car. Alice, can you include autopilot in my tune? Those pub subs are worth it. Okay. He's got the kill the family tune. Yo, that's normal here. Yeah, exactly. Affirm a full tank of gas. Family of 10 in a 2-bed, 1-bath. Off boost. My wife killed her Sancho in my 1,000 horsepower drag car during the monsoon season. Please tune it better. I think you kind of piggybacked off of someone else's shit. Alex, balance my flywheel in the tune. Hey, Alex, I have to open up a new ticket because my wife and I share a ticket. I don't, my wife knowing paid for a new tune, the blower I bought. Wow. 6-3 soldier says, Alex, I need help. 15 Mustang Vortec, very unstable at high speeds, and it's lowered already. What you recommend I upgrade? Aero. I mean, look, stability is going to slow you down. 6-3 soldier. Let's be honest. I don't know if it's a real question, but let's just say stability you're going to compromise top speed for stability. So if you don't have a lot of downforce on the car, wing, something that the car is lowered, but is it lowered too much that you're out of shock too? Some people put H&R SS's, slam the car to the ground. And when they go 120 or 30, it's bouncy as fuck. You don't need a really, you see, Vipers are kind of tall. Corvettes are kind of like high. They're not slammed to the ground. They just have good downforce so that at high speeds, the car is pushing down to the ground. So it all depends on your downforce and what you got. Someone's talking about public subs. They're watching the part about Florida still. Gotcha. Wow, I didn't think a simple question would go so far. No. It's good. It's good content because I've had people constantly hit me up about making their car do something that they can do. Like there was a guy on the 4R200 hub. I'll never forget him. I will never forget this motherfucker. I'm almost done. He would go, "Hey, Alex, the shifting to 3-4 on the 4R200 hub is weird. And, you know, I don't want to have to let off the throttle and wait 2 seconds for it to hit. I just want to be going, and at the same throttle position, have it go forced a 3-6 shift because a 4R200 overdrive shift from third to fourth is 3-6. And then I want to be able to floor it and have it do a seamless, smooth 4-3 shift, aka 6-3 shift. And I said, "Sir, this is a 4R200 trans meant for drag racing, just to have an overdrive. Think of a gear vendor's overdrive. Do you complain when your car goes 1-2-3 and a triple 400, then you flick the switch to get into overdrive? Or is the overdrive just an overdrive?" This guy was like, "I don't like the 3-4. I don't like the 4-3. I'm like, "Be better. Be better. Let off the gas a little bit. Let it complete the downshift. Then you're in third and you can race in the 1-2-3 gears. And if you're in fourth gear and you're about to race somebody, AKA six, slow the car down. Say, wait. It's in third. Then do your thing." "I didn't pay $5,000 for a transmission so that I have to actually do stuff." Imagine someone buys a Lenko. Or some kind of Liberty. "Hey, Liberty, can you make it so that I don't have to pull levers when I shift because it's a race-oriented trans?" Liberty would tell me, "Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck. This transmission is not for you, pussy. Change it." That motherfucker was hit a power by the hour. "Fuck power by the hour. Power by the hour fucking sucks. Their transmission doesn't. Fuck you. Fuck your mom. Fuck your ass. I'm going to go there and I'm going to beat the shit out of you. Wait till I see you in person." Then I called him out on it. "Oh, that's not how it went at all." Motherfucker, we got receipts. I see what you did. Man, if I was PBH, I'd be like, "Yo, fuck that guy forever." All right, I'm out of here. Thank you for the rants. The peasant chat always is good to get some content, videos, and clips out the way because you guys ask just regular, normal questions. And I love the peasant chat. We can just talk shit all day. I'll be on tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, YDBT Daily. Tuesday, we're going to be on at 8 and do the final cookie giveaway for this month because Oh My God Cookies were so nice and they allowed me to give away cookies every Tuesday this month, and this will be the fourth Tuesday. I don't know if we'll do it all month, but I think this is the fourth giveaway if I'm not mistaken, and then we'll just give away the cookies and we should be all set. I'll see you guys tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to try to get you some of those videos we talked about yesterday about the EPA stuff, or sorry, Friday. I can't download my videos. There has some server issue, so I'll try to download my video or screen capture it or something and try to get you those videos because I think there's a big opportunity there to make fun of the EPA lawyer and put pressure on them that way to make them rethink their position because it's a retarded position, and the judges actually did a really good job of bringing up hypotheticals that don't make a lot of sense to the EPA lawyer. And I think just putting it out there on blast and making fun of their position is the best way to get after them. And that's the best I can do. I can't go out there and lawyer up and try to fight them in the court. So I'll fight them in the court of public opinion, make fun of them, and hopefully they'll rethink their position. All right, guys, thanks for listening. I appreciate everyone that's on the Peasant Chat. I'll see you guys tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Have a good rest of your Sunday. See you later.